Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 26th of January. On this day, we go back to the year 1950 and we travel to India. Today, the Constitution of India came into force, forming a republic, and Rajendra Prasad was sworn in as the first president of India. The president is the ceremonial head of state and the commander-in-chief of the Indian Armed Forces, but doesn't quite have the same power as the Prime Minister. In the dying embers of the Second World War, all around the world, it was a time of independence from colonial masters. India was emerging out of the shadows of the British Empire. One of the oldest civilizations in the world, India is a huge country with an estimated population of 1.3 billion. In 1976, it was declared as a secular country with the 42nd Amendment of the Constitution, although the people are deeply religious. 80% self-identify as Hindu, with a minority of Christians now estimated to be just above 2% of the population, although this still counts for 315 million people. In some areas of India, Christian saints such as Mother Teresa are venerated by the local Hindus too, enshrined in pandals and venerated in pujas. A prominent Christian leader, Harendra Kumar Mukherjee, also known as H.C. Mukherjee, became the vice president of the Constituent Assembly of India and later the third governor of West Bengal. Today's pod takes a brief look at him and his legacy. Mukherjee was an educationalist and the chairman of the Minority Rights Commission, consisting of indirectly elected representatives to draft the Constitution of India. The original assembly considered only Muslims and Sikhs as religious minorities. Mukherjee was born into a Bengali family and was the first Indian to receive a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Calcutta. His doctorate was in English literature, and at Calcutta University, he served at various positions as lecturer, secretary, counsel of postgraduate teaching in arts, inspector of colleges, and then professor of English from 1936 to 1940, and the head of the English department. He was later elected to the Bengal Legislative Assembly, and he was also elected as the president of the All Indian Council of Indian Christians, representing all Indian Christians other than Anglo-Christians. While he was vice president of the Constituent Assembly of India and chairman of the Minority Rights Subcommittee, he pushed for the promotion of minorities in all fields, including politics. However, with the partition of India and the establishment of Pakistan and Bangladesh, he slightly changed tack and encouraged minority communities to open educational institutes and other institutions. There are currently nearly 35,000 Christian schools in India, educating over 5 million students, many from different religions. Many of the top schools in different states Christian foundations. Mukherjee was very sensitive that the Christians were in a tiny minority, but they were hugely well represented in the fields of education, particularly due to the proliferation of foreign missionaries. He anticipated that tensions would arise, particularly if Hinduism became a nationalist force, which it has. Anticipating this, he said, "We have to demonstrate by every word that we utter and by every act we perform that the professing of a different religious faith has not tended in the least to make us less Indian in our outlook than our non-Christian brethren, that we are prepared to play our part and to shoulder our share of responsibility in every kind of work undertaken for the benefit of our country as a whole. He was the only candidate to be unanimously nominated for vice presidency. And today is one of only three national holidays in India. The 26th of January is Republic Day, although Independence Day is celebrated on the 15th of August. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. If you'd like to know anything more about today's podcast, email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. pogppod@gmail.com. Or visit our webpage at www.pogp.net. Thanks for listening and have a lovely day wherever you are.